Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. You look at college basketball basically at the midway point, getting towards going downhill to the conference tournaments and the eventual NCAA tournament. I watched this guy, Zach Edey, play so many times for Purdue over the last couple of years, and I watched him on Sunday against Rutgers, and he is just a freak. He had 26 and 12. He does it every game. He's averaging 23.3 points, 11.5 boards, 2.3 blocks, 1.7 dimes, 63% from the floor. That's because he dunks every ball and shoots layups, and 74.9% from the line. The guy has 30-point games left and right. He's the first guy to do that since Michael Beasley in 07-08. He leads the country in win and player efficiency ratings. He leads all high major players in scoring and rebounding. The funniest thing I've ever heard is how last year they said he's not going to go high in the draft. He's not going to be a good NBA player. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This guy is an absolute house in the paint. And I think he's athletic. I think he does it all. He posts up. He's so gigantic and long and physical and heavy in terms of muscle and weight that he can just back anyone off the ball. He can back anyone down. And he can get that in pass and then turn around and finish. Dunk it. Kiss it off the glass. He does whatever he wants. He's unstoppable. And I think that his draft stock this year is soaring. Then you look at a guy like Kevin McCullough Jr., the senior wing at Kansas, 20 points a game, 6.4 rebounds, 4.7 dimes, 1.4 steals, 49.6 from the floor shooting, 36.8 shooting from three, 84% from the line. That's it. Last year, he was a semifinalist for the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year. He's doubled his career scoring average. I mean, the guy is just lighting it up. Remember when they played Kentucky in the Kansas Champions Classic? He posted his third triple-double, 12, 10, and 10. And that's like, you know, followed up with another triple-double in the very next game where he went 22, 11, and 10. You got to have this guy at, you know, mid-season here, at the very least, an All-American. How about the sophomore Kyle Filipowski at Duke? I don't think Duke's that good this year, but he is. 18 points a game, 8.6 boards, 2.9 dimes, 1.9 blocks, 51.6% from the floor, 42.1% from downtown, and almost 70% from the line. Only four high major players in the last 20 years have averaged at least 18 and 8. And then attempting at least three threes per game and making more than 40% of them. Those names, Ryan Anderson, Luka Garza, and Kevin Durant. Add Filipowski to that list. He was ACC Rookie of the Year last year in the conference. And Shire's first Duke team, which won the ACC tournament. He led them in scoring and rebounding. He's a badass inside and out. He can kill you at 7 foot inside. He can kill you by shooting threes on the wings or wherever outside. He had a 30-point career-high night against Georgia Tech. Almost a triple-double, 28, 12, and 8 against Hofstra back around Christmas. He does it all. Is he the ACC Player of the Year, or is it another All-American at the midway point, R.J. Davis, the senior at North Carolina? 20.2 points a game, 3.7 boards, 3.5 assists, 1.4 steals, 43% from the floor, 41% from downtown, 94% from the line. You got to be kidding me. This guy is lit. Obviously, he's led North Carolina to this high ranking in the AP poll, scoring at least 20 points in 12 of their first 20 games. And they won over the weekend in Tallahassee again. He never stops doing it. He had 8 straight games of 20 points or more from November through December. You go back to the game against Wake Forest, a career-high 36. That's the most by a UNC player at home since Tyler Hansbrough had 39 back in 07-08. And that was when Hansbrough was the National Player of the Year. I love this kid, Jadon Lede, the senior banger, physical specimen at San Diego State playing for Dutcher and the Aztecs. By the way, my son, the young gun, goes to San Diego State. You already knew that, though. I like the Aztecs. Anyway, Lede's a badass. He's going to go in the draft. 21.1 points, second in the nation in scoring, 8.8 rebounds, 1.5 dimes, 1.1 steals, 56.5% from the floor, 38.5% from downtown, and 73% from the stripe. He's averaging 13 more points, 3.5 more rebounds, and 7.5 more shots per game than he did last season. I mean, this guy has the 7th best true shooting percentage in the Mountain West at 62.5%. And, I mean, he's 8th nationally in fouls drawn per 40 minutes. He gets fouled 7.5 times, 12th in scoring. Only 3 players have multiple games of at least 30 points and 10 boards. Edie, Dickinson at Kansas, and Lede. He's huge, 6'9", 240, and, I mean, he's right there, ranked 3rd right now behind Edie and Filipowski for National Player of the Year in those rankings that are done by KenPom. So those were the first-team All-Americans. Second-team would be Tristan Newton, the senior guard at UConn, 15.4 points per game, 6.5 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 1.3 steals, 40.5% from the floor, 30% from downtown, 79% from the stripe. Then you go to, how about this, Dalton Neck, the senior guard at Tennessee, 18.8 points, 4.4 rebounds, 1.7 assists, 47% from the floor, 40% from downtown, 83% from the stripe. Hunter Dickinson, the senior center at Kansas, he transferred from Michigan, 19.3 points a game, 11.3 rebounds, 2 dimes, 1.4 blocks, 60% from the floor, 42% from 3, 72%. From the stripe. Isaiah Stevens out at Colorado State and Fort Collins, the senior guard, 17 points a game, 7.2 dimes, 3.2 rebounds, 1.4 steals, 51% from the floor, 47% from downtown, and 79-80% from the stripe. And then you get a couple other guys like Jamal Sheed at Houston, 11 points a game, 6 dimes, 3.9 rebounds, 2.3 steals, 46% from the floor, 35% from downtown, 70% from the stripe. And then there's Deron Holmes, the junior at Dayton. They're a good team. 19 points a game, 7.6 boards, 2.6 assists, 2.2 blocks. 2 blocks a game, 55% from the floor, 43% from downtown, and 68% from the stripe. That is crazy. There's a lot of other great players. Mark Sears at Alabama, Johnny Broome at Auburn, Caleb Love at Zona, Tyler Kolek at Marquette, P.J. Hall at Clemson, your boy Tamin Lipsey at Iowa State, Antonio Reeves at Kentucky. I love that Kentucky team. They got a seven-footer now, the big Z-man, that goes with five shooters, and he can shoot too. That makes six shooters on the floor. So I always like to give you a recap of what happened with the top 25 teams over the weekend. Sunday, UConn destroyed Xavier 99-56. Purdue won by 8 at Rutgers at the rack. He joins Edie, the 2,000-point, 1,000-rebound Big Ten club. He's unstoppable. UAB upset number 19, Memphis. I hit that on a ticket, 97-88. Florida Atlantic ranked 22nd. They beat North Texas by 3. They didn't cover. New Mexico ranked 25. They pounded Nevada at the Pit in Albuquerque, 89-55. Saturday, number 24, Colorado State lost in Laramie to Wyoming in overtime by 3. Number 21, BYU beat Texas in Provo, 84-72. In overtime, number 18, Utah State won in Boise by 6. Number 17, Creighton destroyed DePaul, 85-62. Number 16, Dayton lost at Richmond. I hit that on a ticket, 69-64. Spiders, they're tough. In three overtimes, TCU went to Baylor in Waco and knocked off number 15, Bears, 105-102. Number 14, Marquette, 75-57, easy work over Seton Hall. They were 6-1 in Big East play. They've lost three straight conference games. Number 12, Duke survived Clemson at Cameron Indoor, 72-71. Number 20, Texas Tech by 1 at number 11, Oklahoma in Norman. Number 10, Illinois beat Indiana by 8. Number 9, Arizona won at Oregon, 87-78. Number 8, Auburn lost at Mississippi State, 64-58. Number 23, Iowa State beat Kansas, ranked 7th by 4. Number 6, Kentucky won by 6 at Arkansas. Number 5, Tennessee, 75-62 at Vandy. Number 4, Houston blew out Kansas State. And number 3, North Carolina over Florida State by 7.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.